Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
MasterChef is one of the biggest shows on Channel 10, and it's here to stay. Don't fret, it's sticking around. And one of the judges joins us right now, Gary Megan. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you said that, because yes, it is. And if you think about it, it's only 110 countries around the world. There's going to be a few people who are going to be very upset.
110 countries?
What, our version? Yeah. Our little Aussie version?
Yeah, absolutely. I just got back from India, and a lot of people know this, maybe you don't, but we are massive over there. Like, they love Australian MasterChef. So kind of through, you know, Indonesia, Malaysia, India, that's our biggest audience outside of Australia. But it's on in some random places, you know, like Venezuela or Sweden or Ireland. You know, we've got Portugal. You know, who would have thought?
So that's so amazing.
On that point, do you guys get redubbed by local people?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently, I'm a brilliant Spaniard. It's on in Dubai. It's all through the Middle East, Kuwait, all sorts. So,
that's phenomenal stuff.
I've got an Argentinian chef that worked for me for many years, and he went back to Argentina, sent me a little clip of me on TV dubbed. He just thought it was hilarious, and it was pretty hilarious.
Do you sound better in Portuguese, Gary? Not that you don't sound good in English.
I sound a little sexier. You
know, yes! Excellent.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's that impoverished Anglo-Saxon background, you know, with food. It always sounds better with a little bit of a little bit of exotic thrown in, bit of Italian, bit of French.
Speaking of exotic, Heston Week kicks off on Sunday.
Love Heston Blumenthal. What can we expect, though, this week? Because things get pretty crazy when it comes to Heston.
Yeah, well, it's unknown. I mean, we were laughing this year because we thought, I wonder what kind of Heston would turn up. And, of course, he was on the project.
What Heston was that?
He went, well, that's Heston. You know, what was lovely about it? And everybody went, what was he thinking? And we went, no one knows. That's the point. You know, because he's a random thinker. And he's such a lovely, honest, upfront, genuine guy that when he was on the project and nattering away, you know, Waleed's looking at him going like, what is he talking about? And we go, but that's Heston. You know, that's why he's brilliant at what he does. Lateral thinker, conceptual thinker, on whatever's in his head, that's what he's, you know, he's translating for everyone. And it's just wonderful. And there's a reason why he's, you know, probably one of five chefs in the world in the last 100 years that have really made a significant difference, you know, to the culinary landscape. And this is one. He is Willy Wonka, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you put this show together and we're off, you know, as you know, to Northwest Victoria, which is the food bowl of Victoria. And he said, I want to do it all. I want it all about, you know, the earth, water, fire, air. So everything's based around that. We're on the Murray River Salt Flats. We're in Mildura. We're in Swan Hill. We're at Brim. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous scenery, amazing food, and amazing Heston.
Now, I know it's too late for this round of MasterChef, Gary, but when are you going to hit the food bowl of New South Wales and come and visit us here in Griffith?
we have to start lobbying, don't we? You know, there's lots of places that we want to go. Every year, we kind of chuck stuff up on the think board and go, you know, where can we go? What can we do? And it really comes down to logistics most of the time. Mm-hmm. And also whether or not you've got people in that area. For example, Murray River Salt, we're just like, we want you to come. We'll do anything that you need to get you cooking on the salt flats. And we made it happen. So you kind of need passionate people at that end as much as you need passionate people at our end.
Well, what do you want us to do, Gary?
We can set up a
welcoming committee. I'm happy to, wear anything to get you here, cook anything for you. I'm a terrible cook, but my girlfriend goes all right.
All of those are on the list. You keep spruiking it, we'll come. You know, MasterChef is 9 seasons now, so we've managed to get ourselves around this great country. We've been to West Australia, South Australia, been up northwest. Who knows? Next one, Griffith.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
We'd love to see you here, mate. look, we do have to go, unfortunately, Gary, but
I cannot wait to see this episode.
Just quickly, Gary, too, I've spoken to you in the past. One of my ex-girlfriends, I won a book from you at a Plates for Mates dinner years ago in Brisbane.
Yeah.
My girlfriend stole the book that was signed by everyone. I've been meaning to get your book to you so you can sign it. If I do that, can you send it back to me so I get to actually have your book?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can if you look me up, I'm fairly easily contactable. So get that book to me. I'll get it signed. I'll get the boys to sign it. I'll get it back to you. No problem.
Oh, sweet, Gary.
Thank
that's
you.
Great. And hopefully
Plates,
I won't...
Plates for mates. There you go. And we did a good job on that dinner, didn't we, for Matt Galinsky? So,
yeah.
You know, that was a wonderful thing we did. So thanks for coming to that.
No, appreciate no worries it. At all. Thanks for selling my book. And hopefully I don't break up with this girlfriend and she'll steal this one as well.
What about this litany of girlfriends? There's four women strewn across New South
Maybe it's
Wales.
Got something to do with the food I've been eating, Gary. I don't know. Hey, mate, thanks so much for your time. MasterChef 7:30 on Sunday. Heston Week kicks off. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We love this part of the day, Claire.
Yes, we do. Our man on the ground in LA, Dean McCarthy, joins us live. Good morning, Dino.
Oh, my goodness. Happy R&B Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is not so, well, interesting news. Bill Cosby, the jury is locked in this case. It's fascinating.
Yeah, really fascinating. So just to fill everyone in on the update, he's obviously charged with three counts of aggravated indecent assault connected to, her name is Andrea Constand, an encounter that happened in 2004. Bear in mind, there are 60 women, 60, that have claimed that something happened with Bill Cosby. This is just one of those cases. What's happened? The jury, 30 hours of deliberating, are locked. They cannot come to an agreement on any of the charges. None of the charges. They are all deadlocked on every single charge. What does this mean? It's really confusing. There were some very upset people at the court today, as you can imagine, and some very happy people as well. They're going to go back and try and come to a resolution, but when these are felony cases. These are not small deal. Yeah. It's very hard, apparently, in these types of situations to change one of the jurors' mind or to flick over from feeling one way to another because it's so intense.
Jeez, wow. This is going to be interesting then to see what ends up happening. Dean, let's go on to a lighter note now. Beyonce, has she had her babies?
Okay, the short answer is no. Now, let me tell you how I, this is my little theory, sort of come up with. Now, we all were wondering, we're waiting. One of the entire top floor at the UCLA hospital is blocked off, ready for Beyonce. Her mum, yesterday, went to Disneyland. That is a sign that the babies are not here. If you were a grandmother and your twins were born, I don't think you'd be on the teacup ride at Disneyland. And the other thing, Solange, her sister, who also beat up her husband, Jay-Z, let's not forget that, she was out at dinner last night with her friend. And I think if you were an auntie and your sister just had twins, you wouldn't be out on the town with your girls. So, no babies yet.
But Dino,
we will be doing a dramatic live cast when they do.
Dino, I have to say though, what happens if her mum is out at Disney World with her current daughter, like taking care of her while Beyonce recovers?
Conspiracy theory here, Claire. Interesting.
You have just knocked me off my perch. I thought I was the oracle. I thought I knew all. You are brilliant.
Sorry, Dino.
Dean, you'll always be my oracle, mate.
Thank you, Dane.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thank you so much.
We will chat to you on Monday with more Hollywood gossip.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Bye, guys.
Right now we're talking about a brand new fragrance.
Okay.
And
not Andy by Hamish?
No, not Andy by Hamish. But it is one that's from a big corporation.
Oh, yeah, I know who it is. Kmart, because you love Kmart. They've come out with the big K.
No, they've discounted their prices, but they haven't come out with a fragrance.
Cunning to Griffith, that we know of.
More on that on Monday. IKEA.
Really?
IKEA are bringing out a fragrance.
Wow.
And they have said, no, it won't smell like meatballs.
Oh, yeah, that was my guess. What about the dollar hot dogs?
Well, look, the Swedish furniture giant recently announced a slew of upcoming collaborations, including a line of furniture with fashion designer Bella Hadid and Justin Bieber.
I will refuse to buy any of that.
But the most unexpected is a fragrance crafted along Swedish perfumer Brido.
Sure.
And it's going to be released in 2019. So they're still working on it. Now, in a statement, IKEA notes that they're moving towards an invisible design. And this was inspired by the link between scent and memory.
Okay.
They haven't given detail on exactly what it'll smell like. But this is what they have said, and this worries me. So they're inspired by the link between scent and memory.
Yes.
And they've said, I know most people have associations of visiting their grandmother's house. Whether it's her perfume or the flowers or her cooking, smell is a very relevant part of the home. Creates a sense of comfort and security. Now let's just hope they're not going to make it smell like their grandmother's house, because everyone's grandmother's house smells differently and God knows what theirs smells like. And now, although many details are under wraps, they have teased that one of the proposed smells captures the best part of a visit to the store, the post-checkout snack.
So, yeah, which means dollar hot dogs.
Could be.
Surely not.
But I don't think it is. The brand revealed in a post, today we got a sneak peek of what the aromatic collaboration might turn into. A whiff of more than well-known Swedish cinnamon buns.
Oh, okay, of course. Yes, another good tasty snack there from IKEA.
But even then they're saying that it might be that. It might turn into that. It isn't coming out to 2019. They've got a year and 2 years to work on this.
Look, this is great, and I'm sure people will get it as a gag and as a joke for people that love going to IKEA, because I know a lot of people love going to IKEA.
IKEA tend to bring out numerous things of things. Are they going to bring out numerous fragrances? Is there going to be a cinnamon bun and then something else?
Well, my other concern, Claire, is that the only name of an item I can pronounce in IKEA is IKEA itself. So what are they going to call this fragrance, you know? Because I can't pronounce any of their products.
No, not at all.
Because they've all got Swedish names.
Yeah, and they've all got weird dots in places.
Exactly right. So who knows what they're going to be calling this?